Tonight, on the season finale of the reality show The Bachelor, we'll find out which woman he wants to marry. We'll also learn who will star in the next season of The Bachelorette. It could be a woman of color for the first time. Writer Akemi Johnson has this commentary.
On a recent episode of The Bachelor, a contestant named Kayla Quinn brought The Bachelor Ben Higgins home to meet her interracial family. Her Filipino mother shows them into the dining room.
So have you ever met Filipinos before? Or, I mean, do you know Filipinos?
I don't know. No, okay, I don't think so.
They sit down to a dinner of traditional Filipino food. Kayla's dad, who is white, tells Ben what would be special about a relationship with Kayla.
What comes with that is a very special Philippine community, and it is something that is a dynamic in your relationship that, for me, has made it probably the most fun. I mean,
awkward dinner, Ben sent Kayla home for good. This is what diversity looks like on The Bachelor, as the franchise tries to prove it's not so whitewashed. For years, it's faced criticism over its lack of diversity. But now ABC executives have hinted the next Bachelorette could be, for the first time, a woman of color. Rumors say she could be Kayla Quinn, whose family dinner we just heard. Choosing Quinn would be safe and predictable. Producers could hold her up as proof the shows are changing while continuing to reinforce racial stereotypes. Biracial Asian white women are the perfect vehicles for diversity on The Bachelor. Of the 19 women who have won the final rose on the show, two of them were biracial Asian white. One was Cuban American. All the others seem to have been white. In the last few seasons, the only women of color who have lasted into the final few weeks of the show have been mixed Asian white. I wanted to know why, so I talked to some professors and researchers. They explained to me that biracial Asian white women benefit from multiple racial stereotypes. First, whiteness is the dominant standard of beauty. Another is that Asian women are seen as sexualized, submissive, and exotic. Plus, Asians are the safe, high-achieving model minority. And multiracial people are cool. All these things make these mixed-race women white enough to meet the family, but exotic enough to fill a quota. Other women of color suffer from racial stereotypes. Then they're kicked off early on. The last single-race Asian-American woman on The Bachelor was Chani Choach in 2010.
Jake is amazing. He's super cute, and he's really nice. He needs a little bit of Cambodian fever.
Right after that, she sits down with The Bachelor and jokes in Cambodian that he can have sex with her. Instead, he kicks her off that night. Choach comes off as the foreign sex toy. That stereotype is still all too familiar to Asian American women today, especially any who spent time on an online dating platform. But what's exciting on Tinder isn't acceptable on a show where marriage is the goal. Kayla Quinn could be the first star of color on The Bachelorette. Continuing to see her Filipina heritage on screen could be progress, because until now, Asian American women have either been a sexualized joke or whitewashed. Portraying an Asian American woman as the ultimate marriage material could be a step toward humanizing people of color in this franchise. Or we could be in for more cringeworthy ethnic dinners. In any case, millions of Americans and I will be watching.
Writer Akemi Johnson. You can read her essay on our Code Switch blog at npr.org.